To send that note. Our next Youth Expression Showcase performer for today is somebody I've heard about, Liz Adams, who is our director of programs and handles scheduling our youth performers, told me how wonderful Sarah was, and she is going to play some original songs on voice and piano, and we'll also talk with her a bit. But let's start by taking a listen to her first song. This is Sarah Katami. The Saturday Light Brigade, and that is Sarah Katami. I didn't get a chance to ask you, am I getting Katami correct?
Yes, you're getting it right.
My intuition's usually pretty good. What was the name of that song?
It was called Owe It All to You.
And how old are you?
I am 15. I just turned 15.
Happy belated birthday.
That
makes
you,
let's see, a Libra, I think.
Well, actually, my birthday is at the beginning of August. I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are attending Lincoln Performing Arts Charter School.
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
I am a sophomore.
Now, when did you write your first song?
I think I wrote my first song in, like, seventh grade. But I don't think it was I don't think it was as good as my songs now. It definitely wasn't worthy of performing.
I'm not going to ask you to perform. Well, and, you know, a lot of people who, say, are 25 think the songs that they wrote when they were 20 aren't ones they want to perform anyway. What got you interested in writing a song? I mean, so you're in seventh grade, maybe 12, and you wrote a song. Or now, are you going into, or did you start 9th or 10th?
I started 10th.
10th. So why songwriting?
Well, I think, I really want to be a singer in the future. And I think to be a true artist, it has to come from your thoughts and how you feel. And I think that songwriting is the best way to portray how you feel rather than just singing something someone wrote for you.
Well, it takes a lot of courage, though, to take your feelings and express them publicly. Was it hard for you to do that at first?
Yeah, it was really hard in, like, seventh and eighth grade. But I feel like going to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School has made me more confident in my singing, and I've learned so much, and I'm just not afraid now, and I'm really confident with my work.
Well, you seem that way. Let's listen to another song. We'll talk some more between this song coming up and your next one, but what would you like to play and sing next?
I'm going to sing You Didn't Care to Notice.
And this is another of yours, right?
Yes, it is.
So once again, this is Sarah Katami. And Sarah, where are you from, by the way?
I am from Pittsburgh, actually.
Okay, what community in Pittsburgh?
Wexford.
Okay, terrific. So here she is again, Sarah Katami.
Time trying to make it seem like you don't care, but you do. They just never listen. They rise your hopes with the promises they can never keep, and then they fall again when they sit there and watch you weep without an eye. Okay, I am done with knowing that I was the one that pulled you through everything. You didn't care to notice. Whoa, at least I didn't flaunt out everything. Said what was needed, said, and then I moved on. 'Cause all I expected from you was to be thankful. I am done with knowing that I was the one that pulled you through everything. You didn't care to notice. Whoa, I was the first one that you ever trusted, or so you say, because now all that faith is draining away. Ooh, yeah, was I just an anchor to keep you from falling, an experiment to help you grow and learn and try new things, because you couldn't do it without me. I am done with knowing that I was the one that pulled you through everything. You didn't care to notice. Whoa, yeah, I was the first one that you ever trusted, or so you say, because now all that faith is draining away. It's draining, yeah. Whoa,
Sarah Katami, that's a nice song, and that style really suits your voice, I think.
Thank you.
How have you developed? Has anybody been teaching you piano, or have you taken voice lessons? Anybody you'd like to acknowledge?
Actually, I started taking voice lessons with Jenny Snyder. She was actually on this show.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. I take lessons with her at Music Innovations, and I think she's really, really helped me to grow more confident. And I think she just really helped me learn more. And I just love her.
Oh, I'm glad. Well, and it does, as you listen on the radio, maybe it comes across, I don't know. But Sarah, you know, you're how tall are you? That's what I'm getting at. It's a big voice coming out of a relatively petite person, right?
Thank you. And, I'm 4'11".
Yeah, and the reason I'm bringing any of this up is because it shows that you're really, you know, singing from your diaphragm and singing correctly to get the tone. I shouldn't say correctly, but that your form, you've taken time to develop your artistic form to really make your voice shine so well. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'd love to say hi to my parents. I think they've really helped me. They're really, really supportive, and I would never be able to do any of this without them because they're just really great. I want to say hi to my family, my three amazing siblings, and my friends, and anybody who's listening to me right now.
What are your brothers and sisters' names?
My oldest sister's name is Mariam, my second oldest sister's name is Elham, and my little brother's name is Muhammad.
Well, I'm glad you were able to say hello to them. Have you played in any live performance venues, like a coffee house or a school setting where you've gotten up and played?
Actually, my school does live open mics like every other Friday, and I like to perform for those whenever I get the chance. So
that's great. Let your friends know that do that or other performers that they can come down here and play too if they'd like. Let's hear, I'm hoping we'll be able to get two more songs in, another original song, and then one more song. We may have to take a little break between mm-hmm. them, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
What's your next original?
This one is called I'm Ready for Anything.
Once again, this is the very talented Wexford-based Lincoln Performing Arts Charter School 10th grader, Sarah Katami.
Don't you give me some time till I rise from the ground? Let me sprout into a rose and then lift me up so I can see the top of the world. I've been waiting for so long, been watching for been singing for centuries, been listening for hours, but now that I've learned, I think it's my turn. Take me to the end of the universe and tell me that's just the beginning. Let's visit a different dimension where we're the stars of the world. Because now that I'm ready, sure, you can try to block the sunlight from my rose or rid me of any water. But I'm not like everyone, I can be stronger. And I'll just find my way around you with my head held high. I've been waiting for so long, been watching for singing for centuries, been listening for hours, but now that I've learned, I think it's my turn. Take me to the end of the universe and tell me that's just the beginning. Let's visit a different dimension where we're the stars of the world. Because now that I'm ready for anything.
Sarah, another great song. And why don't you come over here, and we're going to get one more song in from Sarah. We have enough time. Just maybe this green microphone's probably the easiest one to use. Andy will help get that adjusted for you. Bill Danlow is going to be coming up from Acrasia just after 11 o'clock. Sarah Katami is who you just heard. We're also going to go back out to the Arts Festival in a moment or two to talk with Liz Adams. And I hope you'll be able to stop by and visit Liz and Janessa Schuler at the Saturday Light Brigade booth in the children's activities area. They'll be there between 1 and 4. So I moved you over here, Sarah, to this side of the studio, because if you slip on those headphones, you'll be able to hear the music that you brought along. And this is an old, wonderful chestnut. The song has been sung by a lot of people. Let me be sure that you can hear me,
yes.
Because hearing me is going to be important. Not so much me, but you're not going to be able to hear the music if you can't hear me.
Yeah.
So why did you choose this song?
I just really like this song because I think it's a really fun song to sing.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I also really like Etta James. So.
Well, we'll take a listen to it. And this will be our last chance to talk. I meant to ask you, are you thinking about doing this professionally after school?
Yeah, definitely. I really want to be a singer in the future, a singer-songwriter. I also sing in a different language as well. I sing in Farsi, which is the language in Iran. It's just all really fun, and I definitely want to do it in the future.
Well, that's great, and it would be fun to have you sing in Farsi sometime here, too.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear music from other countries and other languages. Additionally, I wanted to ask you if you had anything else that you wanted to say.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who's taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate it, and I just want to thank everyone who's supporting me and who enjoys my music.
Well, thank you for being here, and I hope you'll come back sometime, too, as you write more songs. Here again is Sarah Katami. I knew that Sarah Katami was going to do that song beautifully. Thank you for being here with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Sarah Katami. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WI.